Hey guys, it's Growls here. It's Friday night, you know, so I'm doing what I do to do. I'm vaping and all the windows are open, so it's hella loud because it's hella hot and I'm not doing shit. I got off my shift at like 9 and I take the bus. The last day, my last work day, because I have time, and that way I don't fucking spend money on Ubers, because, whatever, okay? So I took the bus, and I was really, really stoned, and I had a lot of nice snacks, and it was great, and then it got really hot, and I went home, and, my sister asked me if I wanted to go to Goodwill with her, and I really didn't want to, because it was hot, and I was tired, and I just wanted to sleep. But she threw it. She was just like, let me sweeten the deal with the 50% off Chipotle coupon. And you guys, that's what did it. That's what got me out of bed. Chipotle. The fucking Chipotle. I'm so weak. I'm such a slut for Chipotle. I would legitimately suck dick for Chipotle. But like, a lot of Chipotle. Anyway. I like ground up a little weed to take, like, so I could smoke on the way over there, and I just never got around to it. And I was wearing a skirt and like this like cover, not a cover up, and like a long sort of like a long cardigan, I guess. I don't know what they're called, but anyways, I'm also stoned. Holy shit, this is really good weed. Sorry, I've been like smoking this entire day, but this got me like, oh my god. This is weird. Anyways, I'm probably fucking up my tolerance. Anyways. Fuck, what was I saying? Oh my god, dog. Do you know what I'm saying? The love of my life, wake up! Cutie patootie! Dog bite! Little butt. He's sleeping on his fucking bed ignoring me. He looks adorable. Alright, my fucking skirt kept going up, and after I was wearing like bike shorts underneath, so like it didn't matter if anyone could see my ass. It really didn't. I've worn those bike shorts out of the house before, but I was just like so annoyed that I had to keep pulling it down. Anyway, we get to Chipotle. I'm the world's slowest eater, and once again, I got served by a really cute dude, so that was awesome. I was pretty burnt out by then, so I didn't realize what he was saying until he brought out like a new container of Chipotle. And what he was saying is, "Give me a sec, cause I need to get like a new container. I'm gonna get you a new container." I was like, "Okay." And he gave me such a satisfying swap of guac, you guys. Like, it was so much guac. And my sister was so mad. She was like, "They scraped it out for me and they gave you more. That's not fair." And she's like, "Give me some of your guac." And I shared my guac with her. And I asked her to refill my, portable coffee mug, because it also keeps things hella cold. Super awesome. And... she only got ice in it because she couldn't figure out how to use, like, how to dispense water. Like, I don't know. In America, there's, like, soda, and the water's always, like, a weird little button underneath the soda. Anyway. She didn't know how to do it, so I did it, and I was so tired, I didn't notice for, like, the last few seconds I had, put lemonade in it. And I told her that because I was making fun of her for not being able to, like, put water in my thing. And she was just like, "Yeah, but you're the dumbass who accidentally put lemonade in it, and you know how to do it." And I'm like, "Well, fuck you. This shit is perfectly watered down. Fuck you. You're not getting any of this." But she did, and it was perfectly watered down. And I got some really cool stuff at Goodwill. I got, like, this grayish green jacket. I don't know how to describe it. It looks dope. It looks very punk. I always wished I could dress punk in high school, and I never did. That makes me sad. Also this, like, really nice cardigan thing. You guys, I'm just super obsessed with my dog right now. Man, the thing about homegrown weed is that you never like, unless the person is like super diligent or like, I don't know, sometimes you don't know the strain, and that's obsessed me so much because this is such good weed. Oh my God, it's so good. My coworker brought me like, she brought me, oh, vanilla wafers, cause her daughter, like there was like a party or something. She took them to school and she was like, "Here, Mom, take some for work or whatever." And she was like, "Oh, they're vanilla or hazelnut, I don't know." And then I ate them on the bus and I was like, "Oh my God, I love her so much." The first week I worked there, she brought me like a cupcake from home that she made. It was so good, you guys. It was like pumpkin spice and buttercream frosting, and there was frosting in the cupcake, and it was so moist and delicious and flavorful. And I love her so much. She's like my mom's age, and it's just, I don't know, she's such a wonderful person. I love her. I'm gonna buy her, like, because I had one of those Starbucks fraps things, you know, the ones that they sell in glass bottles, the s'mores one, because that shit is fucking crack, you guys. It is fucking crack. Seriously, it's the best thing to drink in the morning if you're smoking. I don't like to drink it that often because it's like 320 calories per bottle, and I'm like, no. Or it might be per serving, I don't even know. It's a lot of sugar. Also, I'm lactose intolerant. I shouldn't be drinking that, but I don't think it has enough milk to really upset me. So, oh yeah. So, because I like ran back to the kitchen to get my drink because I was about to leave, and I was like, I knew I forgot something. I knew it. And it's always weird talking to her stones because I'm always like, oh God, she knows. But she, I don't think she does. I think I'm more talkative when I'm stoned, so that's nice. Makes me more friendly, more open. And so I like grabbed it and I was talking to her, and she's just, I was like, oh, do you like these? And she's just like, yeah, I do. I was like, oh, what kind do you like? Because the s'mores one's really good. And I was telling her that like my brother liked to buy 4 packs of those and bring them to school in his first year of college. And she's like, oh, I like the vanilla ones, and yeah, boys and their snacks. And so I'm gonna bring her like a couple of those. I'm gonna bring her like two. I'm gonna bring her a vanilla frap thing, so she can be happy in the mornings. Also, because I refuse to be out niced, okay? As there can only be one. I bought some vintage cookbooks today too, you guys. I'm so excited. And this like, what is it? Writer's Digest for short story. I don't know. I need to work on my writing because I tried writing the other day, and I'm glad that I did it. But I was so mad that I have such a really good horror story idea in my head, and I'm so pissed that I can't properly verbalize it, and it's just, oh, so frustrating. So figured that'd be helpful. Also, I love vintage cookbooks. Even I mean, vintage to me is anything before 1980, and this barely made the cut. I think it's from 1976, and one of them is actually from 96. It's like a Reader's Digest recipe, but I love that kind of shit because I used to love Reader's Digest. I did. I love them so much. And what's my point here? Oh, my point is that some of the recipes looked good, and also I love cooking shit. I just love cooking shit, so very happy about my purchases, y'all. I might buy a couch tomorrow, so. There is a very nice couch at Goodwill, which I know some of you are gonna be like, that's fucking gross, growls, but anyway, it's a very comfortable couch, and I need a fucking couch to fucking chill on instead of my fucking bed. I don't like chilling on my bed because I know that, well, it was forever ago, I read like a study that you're not supposed to treat your bed like your bed is only for sleeping or whatever. And you know what? I have such a fucked up sleep schedule that, like, I can sleep anywhere and I don't like it, you guys. My job requires me to stay up throughout the night so I can sleep, but in like dozes. And when I wake up, I like wake up with a jolt, and it's so horrifying. My heart doesn't stop pounding for like 10 minutes, and then I have to calm myself down for 20, and then I can finally go to sleep again. And it's horrible. It's horrible. So I use my days off to mostly sleep or meal prep, which I'm doing tomorrow, and making a bunch of food for my best friend. And I'm so excited, and I love her so much. Ooh, I'm gonna buy bearings for my longboard too. Yeah. What else about my day? What? Fuck. Seriously, I've been smoking weed since fucking 8 a.m. And the only times I haven't are when I was asleep. I was asleep for like 3 hours, from like 5 to 8. And which is why I'm awake now. Which is so dumb because I'm not gonna be able to go to sleep, but I'm gonna try to smoke enough so I can sleep. Did I turn this on? No, I didn't. Hanging out with my family today, and I'm sleeping over. And my brother just left, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go get like good donuts. Do you want anything?" And I was like, "Yes, give me that thing you got me last time, which is this adorable donut that looks like an animal." And it was delicious. It was fucking delicious. It was. I live on the busiest intersection ever. I hate it. I like that you guys are hearing me doing stupid stuff with my voice, cause I don't know. I always feel different. Ah! Where's the bus? Nah, I'm gonna close the window. This is fucking annoying. I feel different. I always feel like my voice sounds different when I record versus when I just talk. And yeah, I don't know. Something about being. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, look, my prince has awoken. Oh no, he's going back to sleep. God, he's so precious. I need to trim the fur between his paws. Take him to get his nails cut. That's also what I'm doing tomorrow. Lots of errands. Also buying a new vibrator, because you guys, I've had two wands and one jackrabbit, and my jackrabbit is dying. And I told my friend, and I sent her a meme. Because I love memes, because you know. Who doesn't? They are a reflection of ourselves, you guys. Oh god, that's the stupidest thing I've ever said. Oh my god, how do I have more fucking bites? This better be fucking. You know what? I know what this is. I was gonna say this better be fucking mosquito bites, but I am almost 1000% certain that they are. Flea bites, because they look like the bites that I had fucking a month ago when my dog had fleas. Baby, I thought we talked about this. Can't believe he betrayed me like this. I seriously have scars from the fucking bites because I couldn't stop scratching them because it was so wrong. So my work week has been pretty rough. I guess physically. But food-wise, I've been crushing it. Those sofritas were so good. I might actually include the recipe because they were so My coffee mug has seriously made my day. Also, smoking towards the tail end of my shift also makes my day. I get home and I sleep. I wish I could hang out with my friends, but everyone's busy. One of my friends is only available during the weeknights, which is when I work, and I was so sad, so bummed. And one of my other friends is in her final year as, I'm not gonna say her major because that's too specific. Let's say pre-med. She has this really, really important exam coming up. She's super nervous and she's doing a bunch. She's got like papers due. She's got like three papers due on Monday, and I'm just like, "You stupid bitch, this is what you get for putting off shit." I'm gonna make her food because she has a tendency not to eat when she's studying, or she likes to pick up fucking Annie's cheddar bunnies, you know, the mac and cheese. And she's just like, "Well, that's food." I'm like, "Oh my god, that's not food, you stupid bitch. You stupid bitch." During her finals last year, I made her a bunch of food, but she ended up sharing with her whole dorm, so, and her roommate, who I met at our friend's party, and she's just like, "Oh my god, it's you! The whole floor loved your salsa chicken!" And I made them like, banana bread, apple cinnamon bread. I threw in like a bunch of fucking snacks. I made breakfast burritos. I made a lot of food because I knew this bitch was not gonna eat. And so they ended up sharing that salsa chicken with the whole dorm, and a lot of people liked it, and I feel good about that. That's my crowning achievement as a friend. Like, yes. your college best friend and your high school best friend like each other, and your college best friend thinks your high school best friend cooks really. Thank you. It's all the slow cooker, but thank you. Oh my god, how many fucking bites do I have? I have like four. Oh my god, do I? I'm high, I can still count. I'm not fucking. Oh my god, I do have four. Why do I have three on one foot? This isn't. This sucks, you guys. I'm so mad at my dog right now. The little cute ass bitch. I hate him. I hate him so much. What else was I gonna fucking say? Oh, that was my day. Yeah, that was my day. The bus ride from work fucking takes like 2 hours and it's so annoying, but weed made it so much better. It really flew by, even though I was freezing on the first bus, which was good because then I unfroze in the sun. Well, I was melting in the sun waiting for the other bus, which got there fairly quickly, so that was awesome too. Oh yeah, and then I went to Walmart, I got some stuff. There goes the police car, the nightly police sirens. Ah! It's a fire truck too. How fun. Someone's having a fun Friday night. I want to go there. Arson, maybe, you know? I got myself lavender body wash. It smells like chamomile and Lang Lang? Lang Lang. It's a fun flower name. Lang Lang. Also lavender soap. If you guys, I don't know if you guys can spot the pattern here, but lavender. All about that lavender. Also have to pick up some lavender incense at like an outdoor swap meet. I might go to one pretty far tomorrow. Like in a different county far. I don't know, I gotta pick up a lot, and I gotta pick up incense, gotta pick up some stuff. Oh my god. I just wanna move to suburbia so I don't have to fucking hear this shit every goddamn 5 minutes. Oh my god, there's more? Who is dying? What is dying? Oh my, oh, my dog's awake. Now he's awake. I thought he was gonna do his weird howling crying. He didn't do it. Wait, wait. Hachi? You're just gonna make me arr like a jackass? Okay, that's cool. Oh, okay, stretch out. Look like a little cute ass. Little flea-ridden asshole. I'm just staring at my dog right now. Just glaring at him. Fuck you and fuck your little eyebrows, you little bitch. I love him so much. This entire audio is just me talking about fucking how much I hate my dog and I love him so much. Such a little asshole. I don't think I've taken my dog out today either. Other people have done it for me, thank God. But I haven't had the time to spend with him. And honestly, the one thing that I hate about my job is how little I get to see my dog. Because I get to see him maybe 7 hours out of the day. And I don't get to do nearly as much as I would like with him. So I'm gonna see if I can take him to the park tomorrow too. His birthday is coming up. His birthday is on the 31st, aka Halloween. And apparently I have a Halloween party I'm going to. I don't know about that. I'm gonna see, cause I saw this bong that looks like a sugar skull, and it's like really cool. It's made in Mexico and everything. Now I wanna see if this is cause my friend's hosting it, and I wanna see if I can like dress as La Muerta or fucking I forgot what they're called. Those sugar skulls are called, cause there's names for the lady sugar skull. Oh my god, I forgot what the fuck they're called. I don't know. Let's see if I can do that. And it's gonna be really intricate because I fucking finally have the time and the money to put into this. gonna look really dope. And I'm gonna see if I can just like wander around the party with like a giant ass, but just like fucking weed and convince everyone to take a hit out of the fucking Halloween bong. That'd be dope, right? I don't know, I got some fucking like some cleansing rituals I can do too. That's like before. I don't know, you guys. I'm very tired. Very tired. Also, that weed was really good. I have Granddaddy. I bought Granddaddy Purp and Blue Dream like last week after breakfast with my friend, which is awesome, by the way. Amazing breakfast. I need to go back there. Oh, I'm gonna see if I can go back to the back there tomorrow. What's my point here? Oh yeah, the bud tender. I love that term, by the way. It just, I don't know. Those are really nice sounding words when you put them together. Bud tender. I'm just gonna say bud tender a few times so you guys can like it as much as I do. Bud tender. Bud tender. Bud tender. Bud tender. It's fun to say bud tender. Okay. They were in like some massive joints. And I haven't smoked either of them because I don't really like smoking joints. I'm a cheap ass bitch who, for a really long time, was a broke ass bitch. And so I like to smoke out of this like tiny spoon pipe that I had, which my best friend currently has, but I should get it back from her because she doesn't smoke right now. Anyway, but ever since I got a vape, that's what I've been doing, and it helps me conserve so much weed. And I don't think I'm gonna be able to get weed for like a week. I don't think I'm gonna have the time to go to the shop. And I feel like I should split open those fucking joints, but I also feel like I should save one of them and smoke it with my friend the next time I see her. Cause I really, that's, it's like, it's such a nice, like, there's like, okay, like the first joint is very steady. It's already pretty big, but the next one is at least fucking two times as thick, and it's so beautiful, and I feel so blessed, and I'm so happy that my friend flirted with the bud tender because he gave me extra. I love her so much. I'm gonna take a shower because it's been gross. And oh, so when I came home from work, I just came immediately to visit my family because my sister was also visiting, and she was like, "Let's go to Goodwill. Let's do this. Let's do that." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. We'll do it. We'll do it." So she left, and I took a nap after she left, and I just like I have PJs here, so I changed into fucking old thin ex-boyfriend's boxers. I always steal fucking clothes from my boyfriend. I stole my ex-boyfriend's favorite pair of Cargo Shorts. Oh, they were my favorite thing in the world. They were like really baggy because you know he was taller and he was a little bit bigger than me. And he outweighed me by at least fucking. He outweighed me by like 80 pounds. So he was like 6'2", 6'2". So these were pretty baggy shorts, but they were also really comfortable, and they also had these giant pockets. And they also, if I paired them with the right thing, I would look like a dude and I wouldn't get harassed at night, which is why I also love them. I remember he like gave me a pair of shorts that he didn't like. He's like, "Cause those are my favorite shorts, babe." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. Why else do you think I took them?" They're really good. I don't have those anymore. God damn it! That son of a bitch stole them, or he stole them back. There's something of mine that he still has that. What is it? Oh no. He didn't have it. I stole my friend, his cousin's flannel shirt, and I left it at my ex's house, and my ex gave it back to him, and I was like, no! I was so mad. He actually recently contacted me, and he was like, "Oh yeah, it was me that messaged you," because he and his cousin share a blog. It's so dumb. Anyway, he's like asking how it was, This is like a year ago. Anyway, he like barely logged on, and he like barely replied to me a few months ago. And I was asking for my stuff back, like a necklace, my dog's old crate, my marching band sweater I got in high school, and you know, just and a book that I lent him. And he was like, "Oh, my dog chewed up the book. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened to the crate. I'll buy you a new one. And I know the sweater's around here somewhere, so I'll look, and I do still have the necklace." And I'm like, "Okay, cool." And he never replied to me about when I could get my shit. So I'm gonna send him a message, and hopefully he fucking checks it before the end of the year, asking like, "Hey, can I have my stuff back before Christmas?" It's been like 3 years. I don't give a shit about the suit anymore. Like, I don't. I would not give a shit if he felt anything towards me, and I'm almost 1,000% sure he doesn't. But it just bugs me that he always fucking does that. He just pops in and he just like, and then nothing. Like, please just give me my stuff back. I've wanted my stuff back for 3 years. I haven't wanted you back. I stopped wanting him back like a week after we broke up. I was like, get a hold of yourself, growls. Get a hold of yourself. Anyway, hopefully he gives me my shit back. And I'm already thinking, speaking of Christmas, I don't know how, that was a weird segue, but I already have everybody's presents, and I am getting my mom's something hella cool. Such a perfect present for her. And I'm gonna get my sister something. I'm so excited. My best friend is gonna get the gift of her fucking life. I've been knitting this like massive blanket for, it's a very ugly blanket. I told her that. I told her it was gonna be ugly. For like the better part of a year. And she recently moved back to the US. She was in Canada for grad school, and she moved back, but she's in Washington. So, which sucks. And I've been working on this blanket for part of a year, and it's very ugly, and it's very big because she told me her husband never had like a blanket of his own. And I was like, this is it. This is it's for their giant ass king size, like mega king size bed, because he's tall as shit. And I'm very excited for that. And I can finally buy her something off her wish list. I'm so excited. I fucking love Christmas, so. So this is really dope. Also, my other friend's birthday is coming up this October. We're gonna watch a bunch of horror movies like throughout the month. And oh right, I've been working on like the perfect present for her too, and it's she's gonna fucking love it. She is. I'm also gonna make a lot of fucking. I'm gonna make her a pie. I'm gonna bake cookies. I'm gonna bake a cake. It's gonna be fucking lit. She is going to fucking get diabetes, I swear. Ooh, I'm gonna get myself a new tattoo too. Yeah, a new tattoo for Christmas there. I'm taking a tea break from marijuana, so after I finish these, I don't know however many grams I have. Let's say after I finish these 3 grams I have left, I'm not gonna buy for a few months. All the money that I would normally spend on weed is gonna go towards my tattoo, and it's either gonna be this triquetra, Celtic knot fucking pentagram thing. Oh my god, fucking motorcycles are so goddamn loud. Anyway, it's gonna be this triquetra thing on my hip, and it's gonna be like a little bigger than my palm. Pretty fucking big. Well, you know, like twice as big as my palm. Or it's gonna be, this sounds really dumb, but, oh god, we're approaching on 30 minutes here. You guys get a full half hour of high rambles. Or like something symbolizing St. Jude, because it's from the fucking Florence and the Machine song, St. Jude, the patron saint of lost causes. Maybe I've always been more comfortable in chaos. I listened to this album during a very, very rough year, and it came out that summer. And that was it was a really great summer hanging out with this girl that I, you know what, I was in love with her. I didn't know it, and we were like very, very close. And I don't know. It was great, and I don't know. I felt like I was, I don't know. I didn't feel like I was drowning anymore after that album and after that summer. So I mean, I was still pretty fucked up for a while. But I'm doing so great now, and it's still, that song still really means a lot to me. So that's, I'm gonna get some St. Jude stuff, or maybe I could finally get that portrait of my dog that I've been wanting to get. Both dogs, the family, Fatty, and my flea-ridden mongrel. God, I love him. We have a picture of the family dog with his paws daintily crossed and a little flower crown, and it's the best picture anyone's ever taken of anything. So that's what I'm gonna get. And there's just, my dog is very hard to capture well on film. So yeah, those are tattoos that I'm maybe gonna get. I really think that it's gonna be the Tricatcher though. I don't think I can, I don't think I can think of anything similar than St. Jude right now. I don't know, it's like, I guess my religious beliefs have a really strong base in Catholicism, because I'm Latina, and Catholicism is like super huge in Mexico, which is, I'm Mexican. And I don't know, I still believe some of the old, I just believe, I still have some faith in those teachings. Obviously not the ones that say I'm going to hell, but I'm going there anyway. It's where all the fun is. And right now I'm like, oh, what? I don't know. A witch? I don't know. I don't know what I would call myself. But yeah, I do a lot of spiritual stuff, and Catholicism and Wicca are my like two main tenets, or that's where I draw a lot of my beliefs from. And paganism, obviously, but that's like a little broad. I don't know. I don't know what I was trying to explain here. Oh yeah, my tattoo. But yeah, St. Jude. Anyway, we are going on 35 minutes now, and I really think that I should stop. And I'm gonna smoke some more, and I'm going to take a shower. Very, very cold shower, because I feel disgusting. And I'm gonna buy some new pillows tomorrow, and buy a bunch of stuff and clean and cook and sleep and clean again and sleep, 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 sleep. Oh my God. I rechanged my Tinder settings again, because these 40-year-olds were getting creepy. So, I don't know. I've been matched with some promising people. I'm going to message them and see how that goes. But I really think, like, by the end of the month, I'm gonna delete Tinder, because it's not been going well for a cool minute. Yeah, now you guys know all about my day, my week, my dog, and you know, way too much about my life. I wish I could have been playing music, but I'm recording on my phone, and my phone doesn't let me do two things at once, because it's dumb like that. So, yeah, you guys, this is Growl signing off. Yeah, hope you guys have a good night, a good weekend. There's this fucking like Wiccan bedtime prayer that I used to say for a cool minute. Oh my God. It's not late, now I lay me down to rest. It's, oh my God, Mother Moon and Sister Star watch me over from afar. Oh my God, Mother Moon and Sister Star watch me over from afar. I can't remember, but it was so nice. Mother Moon and Sister Star watch me over from afar. And Brother, oh my God. The Lord of Dreams will dance and sing, and happy dreams will to me bring. And when I wake to greet the day, brother, sun will light my way, is the last part. But, yeah, bedtime prayer or something. Or I don't know. Bedtime wishes that you guys have very good dreams, and you sleep very well, and that you guys have amazing days. And, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this 35-minute ramble of literally really dumb shit, but yeah. Bye, you guys. I've been saying bye for like a minute now. Okay, bye, 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 bye.